True needs in our lives are the obvious priorities. When those needs are daily, their importance, of course, is magnified. When those needs can't be met for whatever reason, those in need turn to whatever available resources are there for them. And when that need is food for a family, and those resources, like food pantries, for example, are absent of answers, well, what then? Well, that's why an event happening today is so vital in making sure that Northern New Jersey food pantries will be at the ready for those in need. Joining us now for the details about the 26th Annual Action Against Hunger Food Drive, which is taking place 87 locations throughout Northern New Jersey, is the Director of Communications and Community Outreach with the Center for Food Action, Jennifer Johnson. Thank you for being here today, Jennifer.
Oh, thanks for having us.
ActionAgainstHunger.com is the website to find out those 87 locations from noon until 4 at Morris, Essex, Bergen, and Passaic counties. And for more information about Jennifer's organization, Center for Food Action, CFANJ.org. And, well, like I said, Jennifer, the answers for a lot of people these days at an increasing rate, especially here in New Jersey, when it comes to feeding themselves and their family, is the food pantry. So I'm assuming that the food pantries are seeing an equally increasing growth of demand placed upon your organizations.
Oh, absolutely. Really, since 2008, I know that seems like a long time ago, but it's not so long ago. Our numbers have doubled, and it has never it's never gotten better since then. So what we're seeing are more seniors coming to our doors and larger families in need coming to our doors. Last year, for example, we distributed over 64,000 emergency food packages to local families in need. And these are folks that they're working. They're out there trying to work. If they can't have a full-time job, they're looking for part-time work. And they just can't cobble together enough to make ends meet.
And last year's Action Against Hunger Food Drive, 56 tons of food, with the goal being to exceed that number by 10% just to keep up with the demand. More would certainly be welcome, and especially this time of year as we have Thanksgiving and Christmas around the corner. I mean, we think about food for celebration and family gatherings, but you see the people who are just looking for, have a need for food just for day-to-day survival.
Oh, yes, just to put food on their tables to keep their kids fed and well enough to do well in school, to keep our seniors healthy. I mean, these are basic needs. Food is one of our most basic needs, and it is it's imperative that we look very seriously at this issue, and we do as much as we can, all of us collectively, to help our neighbors in need. And the best thing to donate would be, you know, the canned meats, anything that with high protein, peanut butters. These are items that are staples and that can stretch a food budget to the point that, you know, helps people get by. Now, what we also have to realize is that by donating cash, and you can do that online or at the event, at the food distribution areas, you allow food pantries the flexibility to purchase what is needed and also the ability to expand what one can buy on their own. So please consider that as an option. But these food drives are just so important, and this makes it so easy. The Foundation of Northern New Jersey and Action Against Hunger make it so easy because all you have to do is just add a couple items to your weekly list, and you can just hand it right off as you walk out the door, and you know that that food's going to go right onto somebody's dinner plate.
So, Jennifer Johnson from the Center for Food Action about the Action Against Hunger Food Drive taking place all day from noon until 4 throughout Morris, Essex, Bergen, and Passaic counties, 87 drop-off locations. You can see them. I'm not going to read them off to you here, obviously, otherwise your ears would go numb, but you can see the list. Find the one or ones near you at actionagainsthunger.com. But just as a brief overview, just so you're aware of where they are, basically Acme, ShopRite, Stop and Shop, Kings, the local supermarkets near you, along with in Montvale, for example, St. Joseph's Regional High School is a drop-off point, and Paramus Catholic High School. So there's some schools as well in Rutherford Borough Hall. Wherever it is, whatever you can give is going to make a difference. And really, Jennifer, too, the items are neat. I have a supermarket insert here next to me, canned meat and fish. There are all these salmon tuna creations now that the various manufacturer come out with. Or saw one which is on sale for $1.50 for a pack. Pasta. You can get store brand pasta, which is really just as good as some of that high end stuff for less than $1 a box. It's really even if someone is okay with their food supply and still tight with their budget, a couple of bucks would make a difference. Because if everyone listening right now just took that $1 or $2, bought a few extra items as they're going through the supermarket today, which we know you're going to do anyway, so and add them to the collection pile, this thing could be a huge success very easily.
Absolutely, and we are just so grateful for the Foundation of Northern New Jersey for continuing to host this food drive. It makes a big difference, and you're absolutely correct. Just $1 or $2, if everybody did this, we would really, really come out ahead and be able to help more people. The idea of anybody going hungry in our neighborhood, in our country, is unacceptable, and it's really at our this food drive makes it really convenient to make a difference. So we thank everybody in advance for participating.
The I guess the official term is food insecurity. At least that's what the statisticians use. And these are the latest 2016 into 2017 food insecurity rates for New Jersey. It's a rate of 11.8% of New Jersey population. Food insecurity, that means limited or uncertain availability of nutritionally adequate and safe foods, or limited or uncertain ability to acquire acceptable foods in quote-unquote, socially acceptable ways. Again, that's how the statisticians define it. But 11.8% rate in New Jersey, that equals 1,051,880 people who aren't sure where the next meal is going to come from. And for New Jersey children, the food insecurity rate is 16.8%. That means 338,690 children who are faced with, and really this is maybe the priority of a food drive such as this, the nutritional needs that children need for proper growth, for proper brain, emotional development, for proper performance in school. That's 338,690 children in New Jersey that have some really big challenges in front of them that today could be this food drive could be an answer for.
Well, absolutely. A hungry child can't learn. And if a child can't learn, they will not be as productive in the community as we would all hope for. So it is an investment in our future. And to put it another way, I mean, we can tell you the stats. We can tell you that we give out 64,000 emergency food packages, that we distribute $5 million worth of food. But to put it in a very simple way is to say that, to repeat a story that I witnessed myself, a little boy leaving the food pantry with his mom. She's holding his hand as they're walking down the walkway, and they just picked up their food packages. And he looked up at her and he said, "Mommy, does this mean we're going to have food tonight?"
Oh, God.
So Wow. It's real, and it is the impact of hunger is psychological and physiological, and it is within our grasp to make a difference. And if everybody out there could just pitch in a little bit, we could make sure that little boy and thousands like him have what they need to eat and do well in our communities.
And if you're listening and thinking, well, this doesn't go on in my backyard because we're the affluent community or whatever the case may be, the county-by-county breakdown of the food insecurity rates for New Jersey and Bergen, it's 8%. In Essex, 17.4%. In Morris, 6.5%. Passaic, 9.8%. You think it's not in the rural areas? If you look up in northwest New Jersey in Warren County, 9.7%. Union County, 10%. It's the sad reality is there's hunger everywhere. It's one of those, and again, to Jennifer, it's one of those instances where too many people, out of embarrassment, out of shame, out of humility, they suffer in silence sometimes because family members don't even realize the situation some family members are in.
Oh, and that's particularly true with the elderly. This is a generation that has always provided for themselves. They've been self-daughters, and they've sort of, you know, the great generation, as they are called. The thought of having to reach out for help is just unacceptable to them, but they are, and we see it as our fastest growing demographic, and it's just so sad. You know these folks have worked hard all their lives, and they just can't cover the bills. And with medications, extra medications that are needed, you know, as we get older, and maybe not having family close by, it's just not. It's just not a positive way to have to see these folks struggle so much.
And also with the food items that Jennifer and I mentioned, baby food, formula, diapers, pull-ups, toilet paper, paper towels, that could also be something that could be donated because those are obvious needs for families and individuals as well. You can,
absolutely.
That you can make a donation with at the various locations, of the 87 total locations for the Action Against Hunger Food Drive 26th Annual, which A, proves it's successful, and B, proves that it's also a need that you can easily respond to all through the day from noon till 4 at the locations around Morris, Essex, Bergen, and Passaic counties. You can see the list and find the ones near you at actionagainsthunger.com. You also make a cash donation, too, through the website, as well as any at any of the locations if you're out and about throughout the day from noon until 4. Learn more about the Center for Food Action. Their website is cfanj.org. We've been joined by the Director of Communications and Community Outreach, Jennifer Johnson. Jennifer, best of success with the event. Once again, I know it'll be a success because people do care. We care about our neighbors. We care about those we don't even know about. We just see a problem, and we feel the need to respond. Fortunately, there are enough of us who do that, realize that one person does a little, next to the other person does a little, a lot gets done, and that's what I think will happen today. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time.